USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Fiona is expected to keep hammering Puerto Rico while posing no threat to Florida. The National Hurricane Center is warning of continued life-threatening and catastrophic flooding across Puerto Rico, with up to 30 inches possible in some parts. Juan Miguel Gonzalez is a business owner in Puerto Rico. He explains the difference between Fiona and Hurricane Maria.
Maria was tough winds, but this one, with all the rain, he just destroyed everything on the house. It's unbelievable. It's our town. It's a small town that basically, who's going to take care of this town? Nobody. You know what I'm saying? If we don't take care of it, nobody's going to take care of it.
One of the nation's largest investment banks is lowering the outlook for U.S. economic growth. Goldman Sachs cut its GDP growth forecast to just 1.1% in 2023. It was previously 1.5%. The downgrade comes ahead of another expected interest rate hike by the Fed Reserve this week. U.S. Navy veteran Mark Freericks, who was kidnapped in Afghanistan nearly 2 years ago, was released by the Taliban on Monday in exchange for the United States freeing a Taliban drug lord. Secretary of State Antony Blinken speaks on the United States' prisoner release effort going forward.
For the United States, for me personally, there is no higher priority than bringing Americans who are being arbitrarily and unjustly detained or held hostage back home to freedom, to their families. We'll continue to work this relentlessly and secure the release of all Americans who are being unjustly held wherever that's the case.
Wall Street beginning the week on a positive note. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 197 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Congress has to pass a new budget resolution by the end of September in order to prevent a partial government shutdown. And on Sunday, Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, announced that he will be seeking several billion dollars in additional aid for Ukraine and its use in the war against Russia within the budget.
I will be pushing for at least $12 billion in aid for Ukraine in the budget so they can continue to win the war effort.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, Republican attorney generals across the nation are continuing to call for action. Arizona AG Mark Brnovich talks about the approach he would take to tackle the illegal immigration crisis if he were the U.S. AG.
I would do what previous presidents have done, Operation Streamline, Operation Chokehold, where you aggressively pursue and prosecute people that have entered the country illegally in order to deter them from coming in.
The CEOs of some of the nation's largest banks will testify before Congress this week. Jamie Dimon of J.P. Morgan Chase and Brian Moynihan from Bank of America will be among those testifying on Wednesday before the Democratic-led House Financial Services Committee. The Las Vegas Aces are the 2022 WNBA champions. They took down the Connecticut Sun on Sunday on the road in Game 4 to win the best-of-five series 3-1. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.